Aaron Agerman grew up in Wrangell and has watched the tourism industry grow there. On busy summer days, the town of 2000 sees hundreds of visitors disembark small and mid-sized cruise ships. So, Agerman and his wife Mickey thought up a business idea: electric scooters. Like the stand-up ones that kids kick around, but battery-powered.
Totally electric, no emissions or anything else like that. Nice, quiet transportation.
You might have seen them in bigger cities, rented out through phone apps from companies like Lime or Bird. But it would be a new business for Wrangell, and Agerman says they'd be cheap and easy transportation for tourists.
You kind of just pick one of these up and go, and you don't have to worry about placing it. You simply just park it, take a picture, and push end ride, and put the kickstand up, and it's there. And that's all you have to do. You don't got to turn it back in anywhere. You can get from point A to point B and not worry about returning to point A if you don't want.
The scooters could be recharged as needed, which the couple can also manage online. They plan to start with 12 to 16 and grow from there. Agerman and his wife are finalists in the annual business competition run by Spruce Root, a regional nonprofit that promotes economic growth. Spruce Root was started in 2012 by Ha Ani, a subsidiary of Sea Alaska Corporation. For a second year in a row, the Path to Prosperity competition relates to tourism, specifically businesses that continue to benefit local residents. Isabella Haywood is the competition's administrator.
We wanted to make sure that local businesses are really equipped to build businesses in a way that not only like serve the visitors that come to the region, but also channel economic benefits from those visitors deep into their communities.
In October, the 12 finalists will go through a workshop learning how to polish their business plans. Rebecca Kameka is looking forward to it. She's a baker in Haines and would like to open a small restaurant focusing on tapas, wine, and dessert. Tapas are appetizers in Spanish cuisine and part of Kameka's Cuban heritage.
While people do eat on the ship, you know, I'm thinking a tapas thing is not, you know, you're not really committing to a whole meal. And maybe they're walking around, they're like, you know what, I do want a glass of wine or a beer. Get a small plate or a slice of cake, you know, kind of something a little bougie, I guess would be the word, and a bit atypical for the area.
She's not sure if she'd have a dine-in or walk-in situation, but either way, she's looking forward to more kitchen space. Currently, she bakes out of an apartment. For Kameka, baking is an art form. She tapes drawings of her ideas to the wall.
I'll sketch out my cake designs here and put them up, kind of look at them, you know, up until the wedding, see if I want to make some adjustments.
She says she's glad she's doing the Path to Prosperity competition because she wants to consider all of her options, including possibly contracting with cruise companies. Jim Silverthorne is another finalist. He wants to start a catch-and-release fly fishing competition for steelhead trout on Prince of Wales Island that would draw on tourists every year.
Between all of the native art and the local craftspeople and stuff like that, we're looking at, you know, putting all this together as one realm. And so it would be a pretty big thing.
Silverthorne runs a fishing charter business out of Thorn Bay and says fishermen bring money to the town every summer. He says a steelhead event would start the tourist season earlier, in April, when the sought-after trout are running, and that would bring more revenue to the remote towns on the economically depressed island.
The sales tax that the city gets off of, and then the sales tax that they get off of the grocery store, and those guys are buying gas, they're buying groceries, they're buying booze, they're buying, you know, they're renting vehicles, they're staying in apartments, staying in houses.
Guides would be required to go along with the fishermen, so Silverthorne says the competition could create jobs for residents across the island. The two winners of Path to Prosperity will be announced in February. The annual competition started in 2013 and has awarded a total of $610,000 to 19 winners. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.